Inibingelele indaweni lapho nikhona emakhosombeni enu la kufinyelela khona umsakazo. Sicela ukuthi uNkulunkulu angathi angaba nani ngokubusisekile.
We greet you wherever you may be and wherever these airwaves may reach you, and our prayer is that the Lord would bless you there where you are.
Siyambonga kuNkulunkulu sebenza ngokuthanda kwakhe lezi nsuku nje. Sizwile ukuthi ubaba wethu Molifa uke fike sivakashelela inkosi simthathile.
God works in his own way. He's got his way. And we just heard these days that Baba Molefi, who often came to the mission and visited us here, that the Lord has taken him.
Bese khulile yena mabesho bethu bese uhlanganisile 93.
He had already been advanced in years, and if we've heard correctly, he was already
93 years old.
And this morning's service will be taken by Mr. Nhlabathi, and Mr. Pretorius will interpret for him. Shall we pray?
Nkulunkulu wethu siyalibonga lolu suku osipha lona ukuthi singakwazi ukuzwa izwi lakho.
Lord, we thank you that we are able to hear your word.
Khulume nathi thina Nkosi silalele wena.
Please speak to us and may we listen.
Uvule ingqondo zethu nenhliziyo zethu kube kwazi ukulalela.
Open our hearts, open our minds that we'll be able to hear and grasp.
Amen.
Amen.
Usuku labesifazane namhlanje ayi siyabahalalisela.
Well, it's Women's Day today, and so we are so happy for them.
Abantu besifazane bamqoka kakhulu ngabo ngoba uMaria uNkulunkulu uyehlisa ngaye indodana wayidele ezwele yodwa sakwazi nathi ukuthi sisizakale ngaye indodana kaJesu Kristu.
And God has used women in a mighty way. And even through Mary, our Savior was brought into this world.
And
so women play an important role in the church and in our society, because they bear forth doctors, lawyers, and people of all different kinds of professions.
Kusho ukuthi lana ke ingakaqaliki inkonzo sizothandaza senze lokhu noma singathandazanga kathathu ngosuku njengoDanieli sizothandaza lapho nikhona uma uzizwela nawe uthandaze kakhulu lesi sifo. So kuvethe esigcwele umhlaba wonke.
And before we continue with the service, we'd like to pray especially concerning certain issues. We don't perhaps literally do as Daniel did, where three times a day he would kneel at the window and face towards the east, and there he would pray. But we need to pray to God. We need to bring these issues to him, especially this pandemic of COVID-19, and ask God to have mercy on us.
And
Daniel would three times a day go and kneel at his open window, and there he would pray to God and thank him.
ERomena bathe bacela imthandazo ukuthi thina khona sizobabeka emthandazweni kube nabo bathola imvula.
And so it's important that we kneel to God. And there in Romania we received a special prayer request that they too are asking that we pray that God would send them rain.
Kusho ukuthi ngo-2018 la umfundisi Stekeni wamemezela wathi 2019 nisazobona okukhulu.
In 2018, Reverend Stegen announced here from the pulpit, he said, you will see great things, great events taking place in 2019.
Kwakushone ubaba uMdlalose ngaloku umngcwabo wakhe.
And that was at the funeral of Mr. Mdlalose.
Na wathi niyambona uMdlalose ulungisile yena. Wagcizelela egcizelela egcizelela ethi nisazobona okukhulu.
And he said, Reverend or Mr. Mdlalose had made his life right. And he emphasized it and repeated it. And he said, in 2019, you are going to see great events.
Ngiyathanda le lethi to emphasize. Kusho ukuthi egcizelela egcizelela.
So he really emphasized it.
Kaningi kaningi baze bagcina bahleka abantu.
And he emphasized it to such an extent that some people even laughed.
Kodwa thina nabanye asihlekanga.
But we and others didn't laugh.
Ngoba washo futhi wathi ingculaza izofika kusazwakala emazweni aphesheya wathi izofika yafika ngempela.
And he, because years before it was even well known, he warned about AIDS and said it's going to be severe and have a severe effect, and that came to fulfillment.
And
at our brother Fano Sibisi's funeral, he also said there'll be a time of famine that will come. And we have seen it. We've witnessed it.
Abantu bahanjiselwa ukudla endawo ngendawo. Awumfundisi sitekeni uyakuhambela uyakuhambisa ukudla kubo bonke abantu emagantsheni nakwabanye bayakuthola abanye beze bethi singakuthatha nathi noma singasonto bathi kulungile kuthatheni bathi asobabongela kakhulu kumfundisi sitekeni.
Because in our country right now, there is a great need, and in many areas, people lack food. So Reverend Stegan distributes food and sends out food parcels and seedlings and so on that the people can have something to eat. And then at some places where we've got our branches, when they come and they deliver those parcels there, those who don't attend the services, they say, we don't attend the service, but can we also have some of this, please? And then they say, fine, you can. And so they say, thank you very much to Reverend Stegan.
Abathumeleli ithombo futhi nabanye bathi ziza kahle kakhulu. Yonke lento bathi abayazi ukuthi kuyinto enjani njengale ngendlela abanika yona.
And sending them seedlings, they've planted those seedlings and they say it's growing well. They say, you know, something like this is unheard of, that somebody does something like that, that a church does something like that, and they cannot thank God enough.
Eshiloke ethi go 2019 sazobona okukhulu.
And after he had said in 2019 we will see great things.
Sakubona.
We saw it.
Sibonile ke izinto ezenzekile.
We saw great and tumultuous events.
Lafika ke leli gciwane ke lisuka emazweni akude.
And then also this virus from a country from far away reached our shores.
Laze laqanjwa lathi COVID-19.
And it got this name and we got to know this name, COVID-19.
Bukani seliqanjwe ngalo lelo gama wayethe sisazobona okukhulu ngo 2019.
And so it's now even got a name that is similar to the year that he said there will be great events in 2019 because it's called COVID-19.
Tina bantu esisezingane siyabahlonipha abantu abadala abanye baye bethi hawo abantu abadala bayiphuphela nje basho lokhu nalokhu kodwa mawuqaphela izwi lomuntu omdala liyafezeka.
Now we honor and respect that which our elders say. And some children take it lightly. They don't pay any attention. They say, well, you know, they don't know what they're speaking about. It doesn't make any sense. But we listen and pay attention because those elders of us in the Lord, their word is fulfilled.
ushuthi sothandaza ke sibacelele nabesifazane neingane ezibulawayo kulomhlaba wakithi ziyabulawa zenziwa konke kubi nalokho futhi sokuthandazela ukuthi ku uNkulunkulu asize.
So we want to go down on our knees and pray concerning these issues. And another issue is where there are so many women and children that are being killed in our country at the moment.
Ngobizwe lisho njalo ngoka Mark 11 lithi umukholwa ucela kuyokwenzeka ngoba ukholwa.
Because we read it in Mark chapter 11, if you ask and you believe, you will then receive, and it will be done as you have asked.
As Tanda said.
Shall we pray?
We'll
kneel down.
Baba wethu sezulwini, siyazithoba ngasezinyaweni zakho.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow at your feet.
Nampa abantu bebulalana ezweni, Nkosi.
Lord, here are so many people who kill and destroy one another.
Abesifazane nabesilisa kakhulu Nkosi abesifazane.
Men and women, but especially the women who bear the brunt of these killings.
Nalesi sifo Nkosi siyacela Nkosi siqede. Nampa abantu befa bephela.
And Lord, here is this pandemic where many, many people are dying and are being finished off.
Nkulunkulu sicela usenzele umusa siyaguqa phambi kobuso bakho.
Oh God, we bow before your face.
Bheka ngakithi Nkulunkulu ungasifulathile.
Have mercy on us, and Lord, do not turn your face away from us.
Khumbula nabase Romania Nkosi Hans Kohler bacelile imvula bakhumbule Nkosi siyacela lelo bandla etsaxhumene nathi.
And Lord, we pray for that congregation in Romania that is connected to us, where Hans Kohler is the leader, that you will also remember them.
Elile Nkosi umvalane wethu Hans Kohler ukuthi athandaziswe bayayidinga imvula.
And he asked, Mr. Hans Kohler asked that we remember them in prayer, and so we pray for them, O Lord.
Ngokholwa uNkulunkulu siyathemba uNkulunkulu uzosenzela uzosiphendula.
And by faith, we believe that you will do as we have asked.
Nalesi sifo Nkosi esikhona Nkosi siyabonga ukuthi la kwasiza abantu asikatholakali.
And Lord, we want to thank you as well that this disease, this coronavirus, hasn't yet infected anyone here on Mission KwaSizaBantu.
Ngalokho siyakudumisa.
And for that, we honor and praise you.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi wena usibiyele ngogange lakho lesizulwini lendawo yala imishini.
And we pray that you will place a heavenly barrier and wall around the mission. Bless your servant, Lord, who will bring us your message.
Amen.
Amen.